Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Mud hens and geese? Whoa, the hunting seasons are on. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got September 7th and 8th, but still a whole lot of fishing going on, man. This has just been, okay, winds have made some conditions difficult, whatever, but on the overall, it's saltwater and fresh. It has been out of control. But real quick, some announcement. We have a really jam-packed show. A great waterfowl hunting experience, that's worth it, for as per njfishandwildlife.com. Division Fish and Wildlife's R3 hunting and shooting program is announcing that the lottery application period for the managed waterfowl hunting program at the Tuckahoe Wildlife Management Area, it opens September 1st, and the application deadline is September 25th. Interested gunners must submit an online lottery application to be eligible for selection in one of the 6 blind locations on the Tuckahoe impoundments located on the Cape May County side of the Tuckahoe River. Go to njfishandwildlife.com to check that out. Again, you got some, but it's so sporadic. Again, it's like anything else. Once the pressure's on, man, where did they go? You had a good stormy, windy, like especially a snowy day. People with the rain, ducks, snow and wind is what bothers them. Okay, there's going to be a women's introduction to sporting clays. The R3 program, again, it's a hunting and shooting program in partnership with the Freehold Fin, Fur, and Feather Sportsman's Club of New Jersey is offering a woman's introduction to shooting sporting clays workshop on Sunday. That's a great day. Sunday, September 22nd, a day that will live in infamy. This workshop is designed for women 18 years or older, providing them with an introduction to recreational shooting through a fun and informational day at the range. All ammunition for this workshop will be provided. Applicants must have completed a hunter education prior to the event. Registration will end at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, September 18th. You'll be notified by 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 19th, if selected. Don't forget now, Bureau of Marine Fisheries, their volunteer angler survey is underway. Hopefully next week we have Mike Celestino on from the Bureau of Marine Fisheries. He's going to be talking more about that. But a lot of stuff, just a lot of stuff going on now. Deer season, early archery season is going to open next week and run through the 27th. Statewide opens September 28th. You have, 28 or 29 DMZs in the early season. It's earn a buck except for youth hunters. Youth hunters do not have to harvest an antlerless deer first. Now, antlerless could be a button buck or spike under 3 inches, but that is going on. Go to page. I tell you, there's a lot of rules and regulations here, man. It's almost like you have to be a paralegal. Go to page 34 in the 2024-2025 Fish and Wildlife Digest for all the particulars. Just remember, in DMZs 9, 13, 27, 28, 29, 31, 35, and 47, there are the, in my opinion, insipid antler point restrictions. Remember to keep that in mind. Okay, man, a lot of stuff going on. Coming up, the AC Inwater Boat Show is still going on. It's going to wrap up tomorrow at 6 p.m. Today, 10 to 6. Tomorrow, 10 to 6. Join us in our next segment. Captain Corey Solomon, South Jersey Yacht Salesman. A lot of stuff happening. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. And get ready for a tongue-slap-your-brains-out tuna recipe. Actually, I should say 2 tuna recipes later on in the program. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hello, I'm the Atlantic County Sheriff, Joseph O'Donohue. I've proudly dedicated my law enforcement career to keeping our community safe. But I also am a proud parent, grandparent, and great-grandparent who understands the importance of keeping our children safe. Motor vehicle crashes continue to be the leading cause of death for our children ages 1 to 12. No parent or caregiver wants to ever imagine that their child is involved in a car crash, but it's important to be prepared. Children should always be buckled up in the right seat, the right booster seat for their age, their height and weight, every ride, every time. A properly installed child safety seat can reduce the risk of injury by as much as 71% for infants and 54% for our toddlers. Atlantic County Sheriff's Office is definitely here to help. We have certified child passenger safety seat technicians available to properly install or check the position of your car seat at no charge. For more information, please call 609-909-7200 or visit acsheriff.org.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Atlanta County Executive Denny Levinson. Help protect the safety of your family, friends, and neighbors. Become a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer. Participate in training exercises, shelter operations, vaccination clinics, disaster cleanup and recovery, education, and outreach. Members include medical and health professionals, as well as non-professionals. Call 609-645-7700, extension 4244. Make a difference in your community as a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer.
Hi, I'm Larry Mintz. When dealing with a workers' compensation claim, in most cases, the injured worker doesn't get the money they're entitled to. That's why you need the right lawyer. When injured on the job, call us first. We'll speak with you for free and get you all the money and benefits you deserve.
Make the right call to Golden Bird Mackler. Call us at 609-344-7131. That's 609-344-7131. Or visit us online at gmslaw.com.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Well, we plan to be there tomorrow, but the AC Power in Water Boat Show is still going on. They have today and tomorrow. Hours today are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and tomorrow also 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Let's see, you have 59 boat brands, 25 or 26 dealers. You have another 25 or 26 exhibitors in the Marie Mart. Really going crazy. Join us online right now, longtime friend of Rack and Fin Radio. Tell us about his line of boats that are being shown here on the F-Dock. Captain Corey, I call him the Commodore. Captain Corey Solomon, one hell of a striper fisherman, too, and tuna, but that's a little non sequitur. For South Jersey Yacht Sales, 900 Ocean Drive in Cape May. Captain Corey, how you doing, little brother?
Hey, good. What's happening, Tom? How's it going?
And the boat show is on. Corey, now we'll go into your line of your boats. Corey, real fast, how do you see the boating industry still in recovery, growing a little bit? What's the deal there? Remember the overpriced boats from way a few years ago? What is happening on the boating scene, my brother?
Yeah, look, it's just starting to level out, or it has leveled out, I guess I should say. We'll never experience what we did during the, we call it the COVID years.
Right.
But the market's still good. Boats are still selling, and there's still a lot of interest. And I don't know. It seems like there's more people on the water than ever. You know, you just look at the bays any given day now. There's just, boats everywhere, all sizes, anywhere from the small skiffs and the whalers up to, the big 45, 50-foot center consoles and sportfish boats.
Captain Core, real fast, you find it 50-50 fishing and pleasure craft, leaning more towards the pleasure, go with the dock and dines, that type of thing, cruising down, whatever. What are you saying?
Now, Tom, the big thing now is the crossover. It's having the boat that can do it all. Having the boat you can fish on, having the boat you can go to dinner on, making sure there's seating, a nice head inside the console. Everybody wants the family fishing-friendly boat.
Well, Corey, now what boats on F-Dock are you showing there?
So now we have our new line of C-Pro boats. I'll have three of them in the water. We have Albemarle, Invincible, Jupiter, Yellowfin, and Viking as well. And we've got nine of our stock boats in the water. We've got a 48 Viking, which is a customer's boat for everybody to see. And, of course, we are the premier dealer for New Jersey. So if anybody wants to get on a Viking, we could obviously set that up. We have plenty of boats to show, and sea trials can be arranged for after the show, as they all have to get back to Summers Point. So, Yep.
Well, Captain Corey, avail a Sea Pro information to us. Is that a new player? Are they new to you guys anyway? What's the deal?
New for us. The brand's been around for a long time. Took new ownership in 2018.
Yeah, I heard that.
We just took the line on last August. And, so far, so good. They built a very nice boat. We've got a 22, a 24, and a 29 in stock. I've got a 26 on order. And, so far, so good. We're rigging everything with Yamahas. They're a nice family-friendly fishing center console. They built a dual console. They're actually, they just got number one in bay boats for the country, for most bay boats sold. They're doing, 17 up to 24 feet. In their bay boat edition, which we have not ordered yet, but we will. That is something on our radar right now.
Corey, that 29 canyon worthy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Just ran the boat the other day. Super efficient, runs well.
Mm-hmm.
Got, loaded with everything that you need to go. They are working on putting sea keepers in them. Our stock boat, of course, doesn't have one, but that is something on their radar as well.
Corey, insofar as, you hear about the performance fishing, maybe the contenders, like I said, the Valhallas, whatever. Anything like that in your stable?
Absolutely. I've got a 32 and a 39 Yellowfin. I've got Jupiter boats. We've got 30s and 34s in stock and, of course, can get anything, any model that they build. Albemarle, they built a hell of a boat. Those Carolina guys, they really do a nice job. I've got a 30-foot Express in stock. It's actually our best-selling Albemarle. We also have a 41 that won't be in the show, unfortunately, but, of course, available for anybody to see if they were interested. And then Invincible. I've got a 33 open center console in the show. Awesome boat. I ran that one up myself, and can't say enough for how that boat performs.
Corey, that work sucks, man. I got to do this. I got to take this boat.
Man, it's tough some days. Yeah, I got to get behind the wheel of a 33-foot Invincible. That's brutal.
Joining us on the Rackafin line right now, Saturday the Boat Show, is Captain Corey Solomon, South Jersey Yacht Sales, 900 Ocean Drive in Cape May. Get that on the F-Dock, C-70 boats. Well, Corey, two things. One, I want to ask you, I guess you haven't had much chance. You've been busier than all get out there, little brother. Have you had a chance to fish at all?
I'm getting out on occasion, but no, not like I ever used to. I'd like to go back to being 19 again. When I was fishing 5 days a week and not, one day a month.
Okay, Corey, real fast.
No, it's all good.
Real fast, too. The process now, people, they like the boat. They want to arrange a sea trial, financing, whatever. You guys handle A to Z. Go into that process, please.
In-house financing with Atlantic Horizon Capital. We have a full service department. We have Chart House Electronics if you wanted to do any additional rigging on the boats.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing we can't do boat related.
Corey, is Yamaha your main power player?
Yamaha Mercury. Yep.
Mercs. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say enough about those new Mercury V10s, just the way they push the boat. So,
yeah. So Corey, again, has the jump in technology really added to the bottom end retail price of the boats? Has it been scary, like something with trucks? My God. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it goes along with everything. Everyone wants a sea keeper in their boat now. Obviously, a pricey option. People are looking for air conditioning. They're looking for different seating arrangements. They're looking for all of the fishing features, additional live wells and Gemlux outriggers and electric reel outlets. As far as how we're optioning these boats out, big difference from now from 10 years ago.
But Corey, your biggest notice is that the it's now a crossover market insofar as people signing on that dotted line, correct?
I would say most of the clients we get, they're looking for a boat they can take the family on, but they also want to fish hard.
Okay, listeners, check it out, Sir Jersey, South Jersey Yacht Sales, 900 Ocean Drive in Cape May. Captain Corey Solomon at the F-Dock today and tomorrow. The boat show is going to be going on today until 6 and tomorrow 10 till 6. Go see Captain Corey Solomon. By the way, stripers in the back, especially with this guy with a rod in his hand, are not safe. We know that, Corey. The secret's out, man. Hey, by the way, how's the puppy doing?
All good. I got three of them now.
What? Three?
Yeah, we have a zoo.
Corey, you take care, man. Hey, I hope to see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom. And I should mention, we also have our new showroom opened up, 680 Bay Avenue in Summers Point.
Oh, whoa. Was that where the old truck, was that Cardinal? That used to be, that?
Yeah, Cardinal, then CJAM, yep.
I remember going over there, we had the Triton account at the time, and they just brought the new 36 in. And one guy looked at it, he says, boy, what a bathtub. Oh, that's sort of like, but we were talking years ago. Corey, you take care, man. See you soon.
All right, thanks, Tom.
See you, brother. Yeah, boat show's rockin'. Be there tomorrow. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app. Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and both firearm owners' rights groups as well as gun safety advocates are once again urging firearm owners to be proactive in securing their firearms when not in use in hopes of preventing self-harm. Second Amendment advocates are known for their insistence on lawful and safe ownership and use of firearms, and that means a renewed urging of gun owners to lock up their guns when not in use, especially when children are present in the home. While teaching kids to respect and properly use guns may be a parenting choice, parents should never let children handle firearms without supervision. There are lockable cabinets and boxes, even ones that lock biometrically, and some that send notifications to your phone if someone is trying to open them without authorization. Plus, many local gun clubs offer free trigger or cable locks. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside. Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of September 7th and 8th already. Yeah, this is a boat show time. I'm going to try to get there tomorrow for a little bit. Let's put the brakes on here. Remember about a month ago, the big thing in the bass fishing thing now is the front-facing sonar. Okay, the electronics have just gone. The technology, like I said, technology never goes backwards. But it was due to cause some backlash, ripple, blowback, whatever you want to call it. Well, already there's been the first shot across the bow. The National Professional Fishing League, NPFL, is banning forward-facing sonar in the tournaments next year in 2025. Frank Sargent, great article here on the Fishing Wire. Is this the first leak in the dike, as Frank so massively puts it? But again, he puts it well. This isn't Major League Fishing. This isn't the Bassmasters. But they have some heavy hitters in there. They got Tommy Biffle, Dave Fritz. Dave Fritz is still using that 22, that Remington. But again, the technology, very expensive. Prices are coming down. But is it what they say, for lack of a better term, the unfair advantage? And I just had me going on Facebook, looking for fishing reports, getting some information. I was just thinking about Lane L, the interview we had. He's patiently waiting on us right now. He is a longtime past president of South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. He's also the vice president now of South Jersey Bass Fishing Club Association. Lane, what do you think here and there? He says, it's going to cause something. Something's going to happen. Boom. There's his post on Facebook. I saw that. I just had to pretty much yell out loud. He writes, the NPFL got it right or called it right, whatever. Lane, you're on the line. Be very patient. Thank you very much. You call that one, big brother.
Good morning, Tom P. How are you making out today?
And now with the Bassmaster now putting restrictions on for 2025 as well. Do you see this ripple effect? Do you think Major League Fishing will be next? What's your take? You called. You said there's going to be some blowback on this. Go, man.
Yeah, it was bound to happen. And back in February, I made a post on my Facebook page. You know, what I thought forward facing sonar was what was going to happen with it. And I thought the best thing that was going to happen was leagues needed to make decisions on whether they're going to be in or they're going to be out on this. And then let the angler choose where they wanted to go. And I think that's the only way this is going to work. And looks like that's what's happening. The NPFL has decided to ban it totally. So you will not allow to be fishing if you're fishing a tournament with that organization at the highest level. You will not allow to have forward facing sonar on the boat at all. Bass just came out with their rules for next year. They're going to reduce the amount of technology you can have on the boat. You're allowed only one transducer.
55-inch max, correct? Screen?
And 55-inch max of screens on your boat, which as far as the fishing goes will change nothing. You know, the guys that, you know, they would still have forward-facing sonar on their boat, so they'll still be out, you know, fishing the way they were. They just won't have 12 screens to look at anymore. So what Bass did is a way to limit the technology so that it's more cost-effective for the angler. So this way you don't need to spend $50,000 in electronics to compete. You only have to spend, you know, 10 grand now, you know, which is still an obscene number. But it's not going to change the way that the anglers are fishing. They're still going to be fishing pools of fish in the middle of the lake, throwing a minnow at them, and that's just going to be the way that Bass is going to do it. But Bass has money tied up in sponsorships with Lowrance and Garmin and Humminbird, where the NPFL has $0 at risk because they have no sponsorship with those brands.
You know, they do have some major players in their lane. I see that organization growing as well. But, you know, Johnny Cruz, the president of Missile Baits, he's a Bassmaster Elite Series angler. He puts, you know, when you mention electronics obscene, he was saying, you know, for example, there's a 250 horsepower limit, you know, on the boats. And he says some guys on the tour were spending as much as $40,000 to $50,000 on electronics alone. If you can afford it, that's great. Your sponsor giving you a deal, that's great. But for the average Joe Schmo bass guy, and I'm not doing a class warfare thing. I'm far from it. You were out of the game pretty much.
Oh, without a doubt. If you didn't have the technology on your boat and you're fishing at the pro level, you are not winning. You are not making any money. You're just donating your entry fees to somebody else who already has that technology. So you are forced to spend a lot of money to try and get in the game. Another backlash of forward-facing technology is, and we don't know what MLF is going to do yet, Major League Fishing.
That's what I said. What's next?
But they lost. There's a report out there that they lost in their lower leagues, the BFLs and some of the other leagues. They have co-anglers.
Right.
Well, the co-anglers. If you're on the back of a boat and somebody's using forward-facing sonar, he's fishing a school of fish that he located in front of the boat. The co-angler in the back of the boat is looking at an empty lake and has nothing to throw at.
In other words,
no
listeners,
structure, nothing.
He's hosed.
So, I mean, they're done. They're toast.
Yep.
So what has happened is the report is that MLF lost over $1 million this year in co-angler fees because co-anglers just aren't signing up.
Sure. Why go fish and get your ass kicked? You know, and again, not be a player or having such a bit part. But let me tell you, if I can read the listeners, I hate to read stuff, but this is in part of the NPFL statement. And I quote, every sport has equipment rules to protect the players and the integrity of the game. As examples, Major League Baseball does not allow aluminum bats so as to protect certain players on defense and to preserve the game's legacy. Auto racing, there you go, has restrictions on engines and other equipment to protect drivers and ensure competitiveness. Professional Golfers Association prohibits balls that use technology to overcome shortcomings of skill. Tournament bass fishing is not different from these other sports in its need to protect the integrity and appeal of the game. Lane, your take. I think they were spot on.
No, I agree 100%. You know, one thing that is definitely down, I don't care what the organizations say, is viewership, whether it's online watching live these tournaments or watching on TV. Viewership of these tournaments is way down because it is absolutely boring to sit there watching some guy looking at his screen in the middle of a lake fishing for fish that, you know, you can't relate to. You're not learning anything watching these guys anymore because all you're doing is watching them, you know, throw a minnow out to a school of fish on a screen. They're video game fishing, and it is absolutely boring to watch. So viewership is way down, and that's something that these organizations have to figure out. If they keep live scope, forward-facing sonar, is how are they going to make this interesting for viewers to watch?
Right. Yeah, like Lane, you're absolutely correct. And I look at what is that? But Lane, now you think, Major League Fishing will let like Bassmaster sort of nibble around the edges, or you think they may take a significant bite in regards to the forward sonar restriction wise?
My guess is Major League Fishing will continue to allow forward facing sonar. Again, they have sponsorship dollars at risk.
And there you go. Yeah.
And money talks, and you know what walks.
Quote Paul.
So I would think they'll have some sort of restrictions, kind of like what Bass did. But it, as far as MLF, I think they'll end up keeping it. You know, they may surprise me, but I doubt it. Even though they did lose over $1 million in tow angler fees at the lower level tournaments.
Those sponsors waive the checks, man. I know the game. You know the game. We've been in this a long time. But to quote Paul Stanley from Kiss, I forget what song was. Was it off the Monster album, whatever? Money makes the rules. And that's it. Okay, Lane, real listeners, by the way, we have the South Jersey Basketball Association has an open buddy tournament September 15th at Union Lake running from 7 to 3, sponsored by the Cumberland County Bassmasters. But the day before, 9:14 next Saturday at Mirror Lake, South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club will have a tournament from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lane, tell us about the Kayak Bass Fishing Club tournament. A lot of fun. I've watched some of your tournaments. You guys kick ass, man. And girls, kick ass out there. Go.
Yeah, I mean, the organization is now in its 15th year. We're the leading kayak organization in the state. We're having an open tournament on Mirror Lake, which means anybody can come fish it. It's a great body of water. There's some really big bass in there. It's going to be a good time. It's going to run from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., so you need to be there by 6 a.m. and checked in. We are also an organization that does not allow forward-facing sonar. We did ban it in our competitions.
Okay, man. Lane must have my script. I have a script. He has to read right to that. Well, how many anglers in the organization?
We have 36 anglers in the organization, and if you count our open anglers, we're somewhere around 60.
Wow, do you see growth in the future? More growth, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we have to limit membership because our lakes are just so small.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we limit our membership. If we had open membership, we would probably be somewhere around 60, 70 anglers because we get requests all the time. I'm going to let you in on some breaking news. Next year, there will be a second kayak league in South Jersey. So that should help with some of the people who want to get into the sport.
I see a World Series coming up here. Well, Lane, and you said yourself, and I agree since moving down here in 88 or 89, the southern tier counties, Ocean South and Southwest down to Cape May, tailor-made for the small boat, a.k.a. canoe, kayak, whatever, angler, and you know, electric, you know, smaller bass boats, aluminum bass boats. There's myriad waters down here with quality bass fishing. Wouldn't you agree?
South Jersey is just made for kayak bass fishing. I mean, there's so many bodies of water that have really great bass fishing that either you can't get around really well in a big bass boat or there's just no way to put a bass boat into these bodies of water. So a kayak is your main vessel to get around. And it just allows you opportunities to fish super shallow, to fish these lily pads without a giant trolling motor running through them. A kayak is really the best fishing vessel for South Jersey if you want a freshwater fish, in my opinion.
Hey, listen, are you guys going to hang a banner, no FFS with a red slash through it at your tournaments?
If it was up to me, we would, that's for sure.
Oh, Lane, by the way, remember I have the stocking dates for Hamilton next month. So while you cast for bass, you mind if I'm in the back just doing my trout thing?
No, you got it. Go for it, man. Trout fishing is a lot of fun, and Hamilton's a really good trout fishery.
And these are the two-year-olds, and they have the breeders going. There's fishing in there anywhere from 1.5 to 5, 6, 7 pounds. But Ladybug must be on the boat. She's a good luck charm.
Ladybug, she's 15 now, so she's a little bit of a prima donna. It has to be perfect. It has to be perfect weather for her now. You know, it has to be somewhere between 60 and 80. Not too hot, not too cold. Otherwise, she won't go anymore.
Lane, you take care. Best of the lovely Michelle Olive. We'll see you soon.
All right, you take care. Thanks for letting me
get it out, man. Get it out. No forward facing sonar. We'll see you later, bro.
Talk to you.
And the controversy continues. But again, there's no backing off on technology. It doesn't go in reverse. It is there for the young guys that want in, the older guys that can afford it. Young guys want to use. Fine. It's a way to catch bass. But in the tournament competition level, especially when you're talking huge money, well, from the advertising end, the tournament prize winning it, it's going to be there for a while. And it's not going to be going away. Coming up next, man, kick ass tuna recipes. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Mark Levin.
This whole border czar issue, she doesn't care what happens on the border. She doesn't care about the consequences of what happens to kids. She doesn't care, and she doesn't act like she cares. She doesn't care about inflation and the impact on the middle class in particular. She just doesn't care, and she's never cared. As vice president, she never said anything about it, and she defended Bidenomics.
Mark Levin on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Judge Juan Merchan has postponed former President Trump's sentencing in his hush money case from September 18th to November 26th. The Republican presidential nominee reacting during a campaign event in Charlotte, North Carolina.
DA witch hunt against me has been postponed because everyone realizes that there was no case.
The judge said he wants to avoid any appearance of election interference. A memorial event Friday for the victims of Wednesday's Appalachie High School shooting. Winder, Georgia Mayor Jimmy Terrell.
We're gathered here tonight to remember and to love our friends and neighbors, our students, our first responders, our law enforcement officers, and yet take time to remember our losses.
Four people were killed, nine hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. We have a high rip current risk in effect through this evening. For today, mostly cloudy and humid, turning breezy this afternoon with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm with a high of 80. Tonight, a shower in spots, otherwise turning out clear and breezy, low 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, and less humid. The start of an extended stretch of dry weather with a high of 73. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, Mahi Mania is going on. We know that. The Tuna Tango is going to be happening. Now, a few years ago, people remember went into December into January there with the Triple Rex. Year after that, the Atlantic Princess with the Yellowfin. Right now, this has been, to me, again, I'm 138 years old. I look pretty good, though, for that, don't I? Way back in the 80s, this is about how it was. The tuna seeds have been spotty. We've been spoiled, okay? But there are tuna out there. My question is, where the hell are the longfin? The longfin albacore. Those are my fave. But the bluefin, the yellowfin, the big guy, you cannot deny, great game fish and even greater on the table. Had an incredible opportunity and even more incredible repast this past weekend. With my lovely Dee Marie, we are guests of Will Pumphreys. He is the unofficial Rack and Fin Radio Universe chef. executive chef. The guy's amazing. And his lovely family there happened to be up in the Poconos. Hey, what's we're doing up here? We were having a tuna feast. Bluefin and yellowfin. Let me tell you something, people. I shouldn't have worn socks because they got knocked right off. They were just knocked right off. Chef Will, and I'm calling him Chef Will, came up with two, I can't even go into the sides. It was just too crazy. These two, bluefin and yellowfin together, you go to the podcast, you'll get these recipes, try them, you will, and I've eaten tuna many places around the world. This was, without a doubt, in my 138 years, the best I have ever consumed. And you know my frame, you know what I can do, damage-wise, food-wise. This tuna was off the planet. Into the universe and beyond. Sorry, Chef Will, I get too excited. I'm still dreaming about that yellowfin, man. What's happening?
Hey, Tom, thanks so much for having me on. Man, I have to tell you, when you handed me that bag, that was just the most absolute beautiful piece of tuna I've ever had to work with. I opened them up, I saw the color, the freshness of the meat. So I knew I had to do justice by them, make sure I was serving them nice and rare. To do right by the fish.
So the hair on my arms is standing up. But, Chef Will, let's go into first your antecedents. You are no stranger to the South Jersey Shore, especially the Wildwood, Cape May area. Go into your background, please.
Yeah, man. So South Philly guy. So that meant I spent every summer of my life down the shore, cut my teeth, trolling the Delaware Bay, going out there. And then when I got a little bit older, working in a lot of restaurants in Wildwood. I spent some time, most notably at Beach Creek, where I got a lot of my cooking inspiration. Spent a little time with the Hansons at Two Mile Landing, and worked at Alfie's and Goodnight Irene's as well.
Well, coming up, a trial and error with the recipes. You're a maestro in the kitchen. Listen, he was very, most chefs, stay out of the kitchen. He was very cool. I'm trying to watch and try and learn. But this guy was moving so fast. Like, it was like that old FedEx commercial. The guy in the back of the desk, his arms waving while the other guy's talking. Just getting it done. These recipes, tried and true, or you pretty much wing it? What's the dealio?
I got to tell you, Tom, I always had the idea of what I want to do. And then once I saw the fish, I used that for inspiration. So I just took a ride over to my local shop right up there. And did some walking to the aisles. I saw what looked fresh. I knew I kind of wanted to stick with like an Asian, maybe a little Mexican theme for dinner. I would say I did a little bit of a fusion of the two and just worked with really good ingredients.
Okay, sort of a non sequitur. The clams are, again, out of control, but I think I ate all of them. Maybe the other people may have had one or two each. Okay, so Will, let's get into now the bluefin, the first entree, or you like an appetizer you came out with.
Yes.
That was phenomenal. Go into that, please.
Sure. So I decided with the bluefin, because that meat was so beautiful, I wanted to serve that as rare as possible. So, you know, the key to that was a super sharp knife. I went through, I cut out the bloodline, cut it in 3-millimeter chunks, and just tossed it with some lime juice. And basically what that lime juice did is that denaturizes it. It almost essentially cooks the meat so it's safe to eat, even that raw. So no heat was applied in that dish.
Mm-hmm.
While I had that in there marinating, I just made just a quick little mix of fresh cilantro, finely diced red onions, a little bit of jalapeno. I diced up some avocado the same size as the tuna, and just added a little bit of sesame oil. Just got to be careful with that because that meat is already so rich. Mm-hmm. You don't need the sesame oil over complicating it. About half an hour before you guys showed up, I just mixed the two. Right before I put it out, just threw in a little bit of pine nut to give it a little bit of texture, and served it with a nice salty tortilla chip to cut through that acid. Cut through that fat.
Let me tell you something, people. Man, my lovely Demery looked at me. Her eyes got real wide. Slow down. There's other people at the table. And your beautiful little daughter, Abby, was looking back. Man, it looks like this old man's never eaten before. Okay, Will, now to the – now, listen. So I see Chef Will. He's a big – he's run outside. I said, Will, you need any help? His lovely wife, Chris, said, no, leave him alone. He's in his own parallel universe. Leave him alone. Out you went. You came back a few minutes later. Listen, what happened to be the greatest yellowfin, and I've probably eaten not much, maybe 200, 300, 400, 500 pounds of yellowfin tuna in my lifetime. That's why they say I'm mercury poisoned. But, Will, that was just incredible. Go into that slowly but surely because this was off the charts. Go, man.
Sure. So I cut that down into two rectangular steaks, and really such a simple thing there. All I did was mix a little bit of red miso paste and a little bit of soy sauce. And once I got that paste, I just coated both steaks in that, rolled them in some sesame seeds. And the trick here, Tom, is really screaming hot pan. You could do it inside. You could do it on the grill. I went outside. I turned the grill up. I let it sit there. It was reading about 450 degrees.
Woo.
Just brush the grates with a little bit of mix of sesame oil, vegetable oil, nothing too much. I don't want anything to overpower that fish. Hit it on all the sides for about 45, 50 seconds using a nice pair of metal tongs to hold the fish up. This way it doesn't overcook. I really just want to make sure that there's sesame seeds on the outside toast up. And you get that nice little ring on the outside of the tuna. I basically just took that and sliced that down with that sharp knife.
Oof.
Sliced some really thin jalapeno. And I served it with just a sauce of soy, rice vinegar, and then a little bit of honey to dip. And again, a little bit of that acid cuts through the fattiness and the richness of the tuna. Just makes for that perfect bite.
Then
on the side with that, I did this really simple apple and fennel slaw. I used a little bit of cabbage, some grapefruit segments, and again, very basic, just rice wine vinegar, little touch of sugar, and that acid is really a nice counterpart to the richness of the tuna.
Listeners, go to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast. It's going to be posted sometime Saturday afternoon and Sunday, and check these recipes out. Try it. If you don't get a chance to catch tuna, go to the fish market, go to your fishmonger, get fresh yellowfin, fresh bluefin, if you can find a bluefin, get it. It's just phenomenal. Well, one of the biggest crimes with the tuna is the overcooking, even if it's only for like 30 seconds, you know, or a minute or so, because I've seen beautiful, I ate it anyway, you know what I mean? But, but literally, ruined is sort of a harsh term, if you know what I mean, but definitely not where the tuna should have been. And, you know, that was a damper on, especially the prices you're paying. But this
the price and really the respect for the animal, you know, and that's the thing. You want to make sure that you're respecting it.
You know, well, I'm going to go into some libations, in a little later segment, because this was just fantastic. The dessert was, check this out. I what's that? And Chris said, that's dessert. I said, wow, that looks interesting. Who made that?
That was 9-year-old Abigail.
Listen, try to, this is like the perfect compliment, because you had the perfect tuna, you had the perfect ceviche there with the bluefin, and it was nice. It wasn't like a heavy pudding or cream pie or some other. And no, this was, well, did she plan this herself, or did you put her up to this, or what?
So we have been talking about this for a little while. So Swedish Fish have made a strong comeback in our house. And she was talking one day. She was using the chopsticks to pick them up and eat the Swedish fish. And we decided that it looked like sushi. So, you know, we jumped on Google and we were looking for dessert sushi and ways to do it. We came across this really cute recipe. So essentially what we did is we made some Rice Krispie treats. So we did it two ways. The first way, she wanted to stuff it with some Nestle Crunch bars. So we cut those up and she just rolled it back and forth, and then we cut it to look like sushi rolls.
Yeah.
And she wanted, we used a little bit of fruit roll-up around the outside to look like seaweed. And then on top of it, what she did, she made some other ones. So we took the Rice Krispie treat, put a little Swedish fish on top, and then cut strips of the fruit roll-up and tied it around. So you had two versions of Rice Krispie sushi to enjoy as your dessert that night as well.
Well, it was phenomenal. Just so you know, I'm coming clear on this. Dee Marie whispered to me, if you put any of these in your pockets, I will give it will be bodily harm. And two, lovely Abigail is the unofficial chocolate cookie monsterette of the Pocono region.
That is true.
And there we go. Well, Will Pumphrey, Chef Will, and the Rack and Fin Radio Lexicon, thanks for joining us. This is great recipes. Go to the podcast. It'll be up sometime this afternoon. You have tuna. People give you tuna. If you're lucky enough, go buy it. This will top off your summer cuisine experience. Will, thank you so much. You take care. Hope to see you up there soon.
Thanks, Tom. Talk to you soon.
Yep. I mean, that was just, what a dinner that was. I mean, I ate and drank like I was on death row. Speaking of which, perfect compliments for this on the libation side. you know, you think, again, grilling stuff like that. Wine, the brewery, man. The Ship Bottom Brewery, Mermaid Blonde Ale, perfect. The Pineapple Mango Hard Cider, perfect with this. And if you can still find it, because from what I understand, it's, you know, they're into the autumn stuff now. The Ship Bottom Blueberry Wheat, Mary Mother of God, with that tuna and those little Swedish fish sushi things, phenomenal. Up against a break, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Yes, we get recipes on here every once in a while, and this one is a knockout. Be right back.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, as kids return to school, parents likely face the prospect at some point of whether to keep them home because they're sick. Hear guidance from a pediatrician. Also, it's been 7 weeks since Donald Trump was nearly assassinated. How has Butler, Pennsylvania been coping? We'll have a report. And the Kentucky park that embraces bad reviews from its critics. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity, and do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Wrapping up this weekend, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of September 7th and 8th. And you know me, with the catatomic, catzillas, catfish craze going on, every man, every woman's game fish in Jersey. Freshwater, I'm speaking. The Channel Cat Express keeps rolling. This past week, we had some stockings all over. Now, these are the catchable channel cats. Can be immediately harvested to 12 inches, a little bigger. Man, limit is 5. Great eating right out of the hatchery. Coming there out of Hackensack. Hey, this coming week, we have some South Jersey waters being stocked with the channel cat. Join us on the line. Very brief, because he is on the road, is Craig Lemon, hatchery superintendent. Charles O'Hayford. Can you still say Charles O'Hayford? Hatchery up there in Hackensack. Those are my roots here. It's always Charles O'Hayford, man. How you doing, Craig?
We're good today. Yep. Everything's nice. Beautiful day.
Rolling. We have some channel kitties coming down here this coming week.
Yes, we do. Yep. Heading down to Heritage and Ponder Lodge and Birch Grove in your backyard.
Listen to me, Birch Grove, got half a mile down the road right behind the studio here. Man, my rods, well, they're always in the car. I got some new catfish baits here. You got to say, these things are no muss, no fuss. Because we're going to be checking them out. Craig, the channel catfish program keeps rolling, and it's so strong. Again, we have the hybrid stripers. You know, we have the landlocked salmon coming to action. We have pike, muskies, the whole bit. Channel cats just seem to fit pretty, except for the Pine Barrens people, everywhere. everywhere, right. Urban, suburban, in the country. They are just, again, every person's game fish.
Yeah, we're going to be all over down to all the Monmouths and Oceans, the Carasallos, Minettas, Shenandoahs, Echo Lake, Turkey Swamp, and, you know, down to Bridgeton, Vineland. We're going to be all over the Southland.
Oh, Vineland, my man. We're let me see. Would that be Mary Elmer Lake?
Mary Elmer, Jim Petro. Jim Petro, yep.
Hey, listen, that Jim Petro, they stock it once preseason for the trout, right? You look at that place, you go by it, and you say, that little pond there. Man, there are some big-ass bass in there, Lemon. And besides, you got the channel cats in there. Again, it gets some cursory attention the first couple of weeks of April after the trout saga. Then that's it. We go the first week of May, we're still catching and the bass and the cats in there, Lemon. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. On the overall, I'll let you go. I know you're on the road. How many approximately, listen, I think the figures in the digest, I don't have it handy. How many per year catchable size channel cats, the super castles, that was every three years, I should say, the stockable size channel cats, Greg, how many of those you rate and get out there every year on a rotating, it's a rotating basis. I get that.
No, it's pretty much every year, 10 to 12,000 in that same 50 to 60 water bodies. Yep.
And blanket to say, well, listen, be safe on the road. I heard you're up in my old stomping grounds from the 60s and early 70s last week, as in Newark and Orange and stuff like that.
Orange and Irvington and, all through there.
I'll tell you, those waters, you look at them. Okay, Greg, in the inner city, fine. They are hot fishing places, literally hiding in plain sight. Hey, like Birch Grove down here, a big suburban area right here. They have the campground. Help you figure out those little pond sunnies, and little bullheads. No. You fish these waters, man. They'll really surprise you.
Yeah, those little, like, everybody you bumped into there at Orange and all, and they're like, they caught like a 12-pounder last week out here.
Yeah. Hey, I heard over here at Patriot Lake, a kid almost got dragged in the water. No kidding.
I think there's some missing rods after that.
Well, Craig, you take care. Great job. Best of all. And keep it rolling, little brother.
All right, Tom.
We'll see you, man. Have a good one. Take care.
Bye.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out there and enjoy. Okay, the weather's going to be a little, some rain. What I hear? So what? Summer's still going on. The crabbing. With the new moon even come with the new moon. It's still, crabbing has been phenomenal. Clammy is great. Tuna, mahi are going nuts. Yeah, hey. It's a one fish limit, but those tog along the jetties, man, I'm seeing some fish 16, 17, 18 inches off the jetties. Here's the thing with those, though. Green crabs, okay. Those Asian crabs, you get those Asian crabs, it is lock on. Toot finoot. That keeper's going in the bucket. God bless America. God bless the troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Hey, man, maybe we'll see you at the boat show, too. I'll be at FDOC running around. God bless America and God bless. Just too much going on. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio. Don't forget, Happy New Year next Saturday, the year season. Limited DMZs gets underway. See you next week.